And we drive on the left-hand side of the street. And we studied every king of England in school. We memorized every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. We memorized every play of Macbeth, Shakespeare. We studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God. The kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
We welcome you.
Let's go.
To the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer.
Come on.
1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
People say, tell me all, get my hip up. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know. There's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Marone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say, I'm good, I'm good enough to love myself. So good, I'm good enough to have success. What you mean to all the stars? The freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, I'm good enough to handle my pain. So good.
Hey!
I love even those that don't love me back. I love all of them. And I love them. And I died for them. But see, I ain't always been saved.
Amen.
But when the disciples saw it,
nation saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here, showing off? What is going on? It's for the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Don't believe women sure enough ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set us free, Lord.
Same verse. For this Almighty might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We're going to use that money from that oil that she's put in on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money so that we could have. We're not going to take it and put it upon our pockets, ourselves, and put it on it. We could have took that oil that she had and paid somebody like this. Have the sister get some food for children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it, now what did they say? He didn't say heard it. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word say when he understood it, my. What are they thinking? What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. He said she did a good work to me.
Amen. Amen.
And remember the head.
Yes.
11 verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your mentor, ye have not always.
Yes.
Told you already I'm getting ready to go away.
Yes.
12 verse. But in that she hath pulled this ointment on my body. The oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial. She did it for my burial.
Yes.
This was a spiritual situation that they did not see.
Yes.
I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts come to call. Shall be preached.
Yes.
The woman poured the oil on his head. The woman poured the oil on his head.
Yes.
Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
And the whole, not just part, Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States.
All right.
In the world.
Yes.
There shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yes.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you invite me in, it's on. I'm
didn't install it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him. Right. If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, son, I have some work to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which built two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, paying that, be friendly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? He's going to love him the most, 150 or 500? Simon answered and said, I suppose that be to whom he forgave most.
Come on.
And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast rightfully
judged.
Thank you, Lord. And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet.
Come on.
Thou didst son of Peter.
Come on, come on.
But she hath washed my feet with her tears.
Jesus.
And wiped them with her hair for me. If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet.
My God.
My head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my head, my feet, with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, yeah,